Hey, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Nyla. This is the Earth Sound Sessions podcast, so I hope you are in the right place. So today I decided to do sort of a more stream of consciousness episode. I definitely want to keep doing interviews and talking about music with you guys. But I definitely want to insert also these stream of consciousness episodes to be, sort of placeholders for open dialogue and conversation and ways that I can vent and maybe spread some sort of wisdom to anyone that is listening. I'm not gonna lie, I've had a hard time building up the courage to post another episode. The first episode I posted, which was the one with my friend Gabrielle, went really well. And it was awesome interviewing someone and having a conversation and posting it online. But I will say that it is quite nerve-wracking to put yourself out there. And, having your voice as your platform is a pretty big thing to do. It's different than posting a picture of your art on Instagram or something. So it's taken me a lot of courage to be here. But I feel that I have been called for a while to use my voice, to express myself and to create a platform based off of my voice. And I feel like that is the way that I express myself best. And I've just been, I came to this realization the other day. I've always wanted to be a singer. Like, literally, since I was younger, I wanted to be a singer. My email was nylasingerqueen@yahoo.com. And I think that was sort of a manifestation or a precognition of the universe being like, use your voice, use your voice. This is your gift. Your voice is your gift. And maybe I've always misinterpreted it as, well, maybe my gift is that I need to sing. So this is how I'm going to use my voice. But definitely singing is not my forte, and that's okay. So I get frustrated sometimes. I'm like, I want to be a singer so bad. I'll try to make these singing videos and they just sound horrible. And I just realized that, yes, my voice is my gift, but it doesn't have to be expressed in a lyrical way or in a musical way. I love music and I love my voice and I want to share my stories, but it doesn't have to be through singing. So be open to the idea sometimes that we can misinterpret things. Yeah. I think I need to use my voice through a different lens, but I came to that realization today. So here I am recording a podcast because I think I've been called to do it for a very long time and I need to finally pursue it. So here we are. And we're recording episode number two of Earth Sound Sessions. So let's hop into it. Cool. Okay, so I felt really called to record today. I had this question come up while I was making TikToks, and someone commented and was like, how can the universe, that is this loving being, this energy of light, this so-called all-knowing energy, allow suffering? Why is suffering a thing? Why do we have to experience suffering? And how can we trust a universe that allows us to suffer and then also, put all of our faith in this whatever all-knowing thing, whatever your belief is, why do we have to suffer? And I really pondered that question for a while because I was like, holy shit, that's a fucking loaded question. I mean, I don't know. And I came to this in conclusion, and I think that suffering essentially is necessary, although horrible. No one wants to suffer, but suffering is necessary to evolve, and that happens on a micro level and a macro level. I mean, we would not be here, and we as in humanity would not be here. We would have not evolved to this place unless we went through all that suffering. And even on a smaller level, you wouldn't be here today, and you wouldn't be the person that you are today unless you went through all that suffering. Because through suffering, we learn lessons, we acquire wisdom and knowledge and grow, and suffering is a beautiful transformation, and it is inevitable. You have to suffer to be the person that you are meant to be. I believe that we all come to this earth with a soul purpose, maybe a soul lesson. And suffering, while it seems like the world is against you and the world is destroying you, that suffering is essential for you to get onto the path of your soul purpose and why you came here on this earth. Because if you stay comfortable, if you don't challenge yourself, you will never be able to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. Like, period. You know, like, okay, think about it this way. Let's say that you really want to start your own business, or you really want this car. First of all, any vision, any dream that you have is there for a reason. One of my favorite quotes is, "The vision would not exist if it were not possible." So whatever desired path or dream that you have is 100% possible. But it cannot happen unless you go through radical change. Either you have to change your perspective on the way that you view life, or you have to quite literally make an actual or physical change. So going back to suffering, it's painful. It's very painful to willingly put yourself in a position where you are going to suffer. And we go through phases of our lives a lot where we are suffering, and it can seem like the world is coming down on us. And we always just say, why is this happening to us? Why is the universe sending me this circumstance? Why did the universe take this person away from me? And in that moment is when we realize that we are suffering. And that suffering is also beautiful because it reminds us of our humanness. We feel deep emotion when we are suffering. And you have to remember that suffering is there for a much larger purpose. So when you are going through a really hard patch, instead of saying, why is this happening to me? You need to say, what is this trying to tell me? And remind yourself that whatever you're going through right now, it is happening for a much larger purpose. So I'm going to give you guys an example. This has taken me a while to come to terms with. And I think typically when you are in a funk in your life and things are not going your way, it's very hard to break out of this thought cycle of thinking that the world is against you and waiting for the next bad thing to happen, right? So it took me a while to come to terms with this, but I'm finally starting to stabilize again, and I'm seeing things more clearly, and I see the bigger picture now. And that'll only happen when you learn to walk through fear and accept change When you fight change, you will not see the bigger picture, and you will stay in this mindset of lack and desperation and hating the world. Another one of my favorite quotes, this is by Russ, the rapper, artist. He says, "Let the world go and watch it all come to you, or fight it till the end and watch what it does to you." The second that you can start accepting change and accepting whatever you're going through, that's when the magic happens. That's when the universe will recognize you. If you can just accept the change, yes, it's scary. Yes, it hurts, but I'm going to accept it and I'm not going to fight it because I know that this is growing me into a stronger person. The universe is going to say, hey, okay, you see me now. And you have to remember that the universe, while in the moment may seem like it's throwing all these curveballs at you and all these horrible things may be happening, you need to realize that what the universe is doing is actually helping you. And sometimes your life has to fall apart in order for you to receive universal gifts, in order for you to reach the path or reach that goal or dream that you want to be at. And that's why I'm saying that when you are suffering, it's hard to see the bigger picture. So I know I got a little off track, but I'm going to give you guys my example. In 2019, I was 20 years old. I went to go study abroad and live in another country for 3 months. And at the time, I was dating someone. And I had this fantastic relationship with this person. I'm not going to romanticize it on this podcast, but it was pretty awesome. We complimented each other really well. I did not see it ending at all. But while I was in Costa Rica, I was able to really put a lot of my spiritual practices into perspective. I was really starting to think outside of the box, and I was getting very uncomfortable. I was traveling in a country alone all by myself, and to a certain extent, I was suffering a little bit. And that suffering and that uncomfortableness really helped me blossom and transform into an incredible person. And I started seeing things from a different perspective. I started recognizing the magic of the universe and feeling grateful for nature and practicing presence and gratitude. And it was just such an incredible experience. And I was so uncomfortable the whole time. I mean, I cried the first night that I got there. I cried myself to sleep. I was sleeping in a stranger's home. But all of that resulted into a beautiful transformation that towards the end of the trip, I was able to envision a different life for myself. I was able to see things differently, and I felt a connection to the universe that I had never felt before. I felt like the universe was on my side for once. And so I started manifesting. And that's when I learned about manifestation. I started journaling. I started speaking to the universe. I started practicing gratitude and just speaking out loud, saying, hey, thank you for this blue sky today. Thank you for the food that I get to eat today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I started thinking of all these ideas, all these visions started coming to my head. I was like, I want to do this project and I want to work on this and I want to do this. And slowly I started creating these alternate realities, putting energy into these alternate realities. And when you have a dream or a desire, that reality already exists. You are just waiting for it to catch up to you in the physical realm. But that reality cannot catch up to you in the physical realm until you match that frequency of that manifestation or the vibration. So let me explain that a little further. So for an example, while I was in Costa Rica, I was like, hey, I really want to get my yoga teacher training license. I really want to learn more about yoga, and I want to help people, and I want to teach people. So I started journaling. I started acting as if. And that's one of the ways to really get that manifestation closer to you and to match the vibration of that manifestation that you want. So act as if, you know, I would write letters, oh my gosh, learning yoga in Bali is such an incredible and cultural experience, and I'm so grateful. I was making manifestation boards. I really was putting my soul into this. I was like, I want this so bad. Time passes. I make a plan for myself. I'm saying, okay, by December, I'm going to go get my yoga teacher training. Yippity yappity doo. It's going to work out. Life is great. I come back to the United States and I start hearing this voice in my head, or, you know, more of my intuition, a gut feeling. And it's saying, you need to end your relationship. And that struck me hard. I didn't want to. I had an awesome relationship. I thought things were going great. And I kept hearing this voice. No, you need to end the relationship. It's time for you to learn how to let go of someone that you love. It's time for you to learn that lesson. And that's a hard lesson to learn. And definitely another podcast episode. But that lesson was essential for me to learn in order for me to fulfill the manifestation that I was trying to manifest. So that's what I mean when sometimes you have to suffer to get onto your soul's journey. And throughout that path, you will acquire so much wisdom and so much knowledge, and you will transform into a person that you would have never imagined knowing. So I come back from Costa Rica and I end this relationship and it sucked. And I was like, fuck you, universe. Why the fuck does this have to happen? This is hard. This sucks. This hurts. I'm hurting. I don't want to do this. And so for a time when you are suffering and you are going through a healing process and a grieving process, it really feels heavy and it's hard to see the bigger picture and it's hard to think clearly. But when you allow yourself to walk through fear and to just feel things, just accept, that is when the magic will happen. So if there's something that you really want, you either need to start changing your perspective on the way that you approach life, or you need to make an actual change in your life. Because whatever your dreams are, whatever your goals are, they're not going to happen unless there is some sort of change. So just remember that the universe is not working against you. It's working for you. And a lot of the times when these things happen, when a person walks out of our life, or when a friendship ends, or when we lose a job, or when any sort of external circumstance happens to us, and I say that in air quotes, you have to remember that the universe is just clearing obstacles out of your path. It's not putting obstacles in your path, it's clearing the path. Because when these things walk out of our lives, we have the opportunity to see more clearly, and we have the opportunity to walk on a path that is less of obstacles. I kind of lost my train of thought there. We get to walk on a path that doesn't have these obstacles anymore. We see the bigger picture, and that's necessary, and that has to happen in order for you to get that desired identity or become that person that you want to be. And, you know, sometimes when these external things happen and when these people walk out of your life and when you miss an opportunity, it sucks and it hurts, but it is all in your best interest at the end of the day, whether it seems like it or not. And who knows, sometimes they can come back. Sometimes they will come back. But just know that when you are growing and learning, you are slowly raising your vibration to match the level of your desired manifestation. You will only receive that desired manifestation as long as you can match the vibration of that manifestation. So, with that being said, if you are feeling stuck right now, if you're feeling confused and you feel like the world is just fucking you over, just remember that there is a bigger picture and nothing is happening to you. It's actually happening for you. And although it may not seem like it, as soon as you can just allow things, stop resisting the universe, you will be rewarded. And you will eventually reach that manifestation or that goal or become that person that you wish to be. But you need to walk through, because there's no way to walk around it. There's no way to think your way into receiving a manifestation. There is no way to think your way into feeling better. You have to just feel it. You have to just accept it and walk through it. And that's definitely easier said than done. I mean, it's been a long healing journey for me. And I'm at a point now where I can record a podcast and talk about it and not get emotional. So that's progress for me. And you will get there too. So I'm going to read this quote one more time by Russ because it's so good. Let the world go and watch it all come to you, or fight it till the end and watch what it does to you. Okay, so I hope that you can take these words today, and I hope that it can either have helped you or inspired you in some way. This was mainly just me rambling, talking to myself, but I hope that whenever you're listening to this, you are having a beautiful day, and I hope that you take a moment of presence today and look inward. And remember that although suffering is inevitable, we cannot begin to heal the people around us until we have done our inner work. You cannot fill anyone else's cup until your own cup is filled. So fill your own cup first. And then we can work on healing the world and healing the planet and ending suffering. Okay. Goodbye. I love you. Thank you for listening. And we will talk in the next episode. Bye.